Where are you? Yeah, where are you, dear friend? In the middle of this worship service, man seeking and loving God. God is the first question to mankind in the Bible. Is was that where you are? It is great question in the Holy Bible. God's Holy Word reveals how we mankind pretty easily we lose the connection to God, connects to each others, and connection to our inside. We lose ourselves. We can be lost in many ways. And therefore, the topic of this Sunday, lost and again found, it is so important. God is only seek and calling what he found. Dear friends, in Jesus Christ, dear sisters and brothers, in Loppi summer services here at the airport of the Räyskälä, God has made his seeking work and preached the gospel during many days. He has done that and is doing again through his Spirit in his word. We listeners and as a receivers, we have a good part. Living connection to Christ, the trust to greatest support, it is from the start to begin and God's work, his love, in his love. We testify our faith, trusting there that he is making us live again. He find us and forgive us our sins. Let us pray. Lord, our God, the source of all good things, before you testify all wrong we have and sin we have done before you, and wrong things we have been doing, and all that we haven't been obedient to you. Turn our mind to receive love that you shown us in the redemption work of God, of Jesus, and clean us with your mercy in through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God is holy, but he is also forgiving and merciful. He has listened to your prayer, and because of his Son, Jesus Christ, all your sins forgiven. As a servant of, I pray to you, all sins forgiven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This Sunday text is from Luke 15th chapter. That let us stand to listen. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Here to Loppi airport area has built for a few days, as in it's like a mid-sized city. In construction works, there has been a lot of work, a lot of voluntary work. Here's an action, like basic needs in our life we have here, just for that reason that we are able to gather safely in annual summer service happenings after 2 year time of COVID. Here in the city of the summer service, there are from here about 80,000 people has gathered here. Pretty lot of people gathered for a few days to this temporal city. In this text of today's gospel, in the parable of Jesus, there were 100 sheep, and one got lost in the wilderness. And then there were 10 silver coins, and she lost one of piece to somewhere in her home. Jesus take that one that got lost as a most important position, not for that reason that it got lost, but for that reason that it was also found. When Jesus told these parables, around him there were a man, they are named Pharisees and publicans and publicans and other sinners. Between those two people, they were like there were big difference between publicans and sinners. Luke says that, like underlining, that they had come to Jesus to listen to him, Of they have heard about Jesus. And a message about that man, that he accept also them, sinners, gave the encouragement to come to him, to listen to him. There they found to their life the meaning and new content to their lives. Pharisees and publicans, because of a sinful, they were not able to belong in or be like believers, and that's why they were offended on Jesus's work. How that man who say that he is sent by God, how he accepted those sinners to be around him and even eating with them. And it meant in Judaism deep friendship and connection with all who joined this meal. With parable, Jesus offended it. He was said to those Pharisees and their action, how they were acting, because they emphasized and lifted them above others, and they judged very hard heart. Their neighbors. We are living in the society that one foundation is that we are equal in our society. We know that it's according to our understanding and Christian understanding that God has created us image of God. As image of God, we have same kind of human value as ourselves. We are valuable for God. When God love is created man he want also that that created that they respect and honor and love each others. We anyway, we many time we are get conflict with others, and it is sin also against God. No one of us is able to live so that we are not transgressing with words, thoughts and deeds our neighbors, and also against God when we do something evil. We battle against sin in our hearts. In that battle, we are not doing well with our own power. I take an example. I have told something evil about somebody behind him, and I make firm that was surely for myself the last that I'm behaving like this, that I'm telling, but it's not necessarily going like that. I may soon recognize that I'm again in the same situation, that talking evil of somebody in a battle against sin. We need as a power God's grace and forgiveness. I return to wilderness, that sheep that was got lost there in the wilderness. Isn't there simply a description about the man who, because of sin, has got lost from his owner, from Heavenly Father? And therefore, the task of the Christianity, Kingdom of God, is to call who has lost to preach the gospel and call back to Kingdom of God and forgiveness of sins. How we could, we can, as a messengers of Jesus Christ, to approach such a friend who feel and has got lost. How we can approach him or her, he/she has got lost, and in herself, there has been battles, loneliness, sorrow, suffering, and hopeless, and the destination is like got lost and goal in the life, but he/she is not thinking in the situation as a spiritual question. Who could come to beside and to him, her, to lift, to carry him back home? Is it me? Could you do something for him or her? But we have in society the safety net. We can think like that, that it is good thing. But when Jesus told that example of Good Samaritan, he left us very personal responsibility of our neighbor, of each others or our neighbors. In same way, there is also an example that in everyday life, Christianity in temporal days, it is more than our safety nets in our society. Well, to go beside such a man who has difficulty in his or her life, it can be such important that friend will open to discuss and unload his burden, and of faith, of personal faith. There is question about in this parable of lost sheep, is question about the Jesus is we can relate many kind of example in life. I think about you who has sometimes been thinking in Kingdom of God, you have been believing sins forgiven, but then unbelief has taken power in way or another in your heart, and you have lost the gift of faith. Same time, you, in my mind, is your was in all you have been wanted to go with your own pathways, and you have sometimes even that like flee out from God's God. Jesus is seeking everyone who has got lost and desire and want to get back to his kingdom. Your heart, life is not, it's not like, it's important he love you, God loves you. The repentance that is told many places in the Bible, and also also in today's text, it is the change of the mind, where new gate is opened, a new life, when you can believe, unbelief, and all sins, and sins forgiven in Jesus' name, and atonement, precious atonement blood. And you, dear sister and brother, that it has been power also for you in your endeavor in faith. When your faith has been tried, doubts and temptation, they have surrounded you. There has been, you have fallen in sin. You can leave now also all, everything, all sin and burden to carry by Jesus Christ. Believe all in his name and precious atonement blood. All sins forgiven, taken out from your that burden out. In the text of today, there is, we can see the joy here, many kind of joys about here. It's rejoiced here when in the middle of the kingdom of God, when somebody comes back, return also, but also in heaven, not only here in earth, but also in angels in heaven are rejoicing of that one sinner that repented, who repent and come back to kingdom of God. God's grace, it's miraculous. I have here in a temporal city, I have met many, many joyful relatives, friends in faith, and we change. We are talking about life. We are talking also about mutual faith. It's told about joyful issues, and sometimes, of course, also the trials, what we have faced, trials, and we have lost a close one. They come also in our lives. We are talking also about them. When we share our burdens with that our burden get lighter, when we share joy, also the joy is multiplied. If we are sharing our loads or joy, it's helping our lives to go on. Our destination is in our front. There we can experience that the joy of heaven when we reach there. Let us join, stand up, and in the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. During the next hymn, we make the collection for summer service work.